from North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, July 8th. A long-running heat wave continues to grip the U.S. after causing deaths and shattering records in the West over the weekend. Hot temperatures are predicted again today, as well as in parts of the East Coast and the South. The Associated Press reports that a visitor to Death Valley National Park died from heat exposure, and another person has been hospitalized, as the temperature there reached 128 degrees this weekend. In the North State, Redding hit a record-breaking high on Saturday. Residents there were feeling pretty miserable on Friday, a day before the all-time high in the city reached 119 degrees.
Oh, it's absolutely unbearably hot today. It's like enough to dry the contacts in your eyes.
Freaking hot. It feels like I'm radiating heat.
When I first moved here, it was like 116. Paint was dripping off the walls while we were trying to paint. So it's just kind of rough.
Shade break whenever you can. Water as often as you can. Into their house where the air conditioning's at, you know. Yeah. The lake is nice, yeah. If you're in the water. But other than that, I'm not sure. It's inescapable.
We just rented a hotel room. Because we bought land 40 acres west of here, and we're trying to work it, and we have solar hooked up to an AC, and it's just not cutting it.
I heard there was a really bad fire in Oroville already, and it's so dry, so hot, everything shrivels up, so it's just kind of like, it's scary, because the car fire a couple years ago, I'm sure you've heard of it, it was devastating.
The voices of Redding residents Heather Cornell, Bradley Wassenaar, and Jeff Gibson. Redding's previous record was 118 degrees, just a degree below this weekend's record. Temperatures in other North State communities also broke records over the weekend, including Oroville. It was 113 degrees there on Saturday. The previous record was 110. Red Bluff still holds the overall record, though, with 121 degrees. That temperature took place in 1981. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for the valley through Friday. The National Weather Service is warning of continued, dangerously hot conditions. The agency says heat-related illness increases significantly during these types of events, and it's advising people to drink plenty of fluids, stay out of the sun and in air-conditioned buildings, and to check up on relatives and neighbors. And in other news, the Thompson Fire, burning in Butte County, is now 98% contained. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon has more on CAL FIRE's latest incident report this morning.
The agency says 450 structures remain threatened from the fire that's been burning in the Oroville area since last week. Over the weekend, the Butte County Sheriff's Office lifted all evacuations. CAL FIRE released its final damage assessment for the incident yesterday. At least 26 structures were destroyed in the fire. 13 are homes and 13 others are considered minor structures by the agency. 8 other structures were damaged. As of this morning, the fire is being transitioned from CAL FIRE's Incident Management Team 6 to CAL FIRE's Butte Unit. An excessive heat warning remains in the area. Afternoon humidity will drop into the teens and winds are expected. CAL FIRE says firefighters will continue to focus on strengthening containment and control lines and will also be ready in the event that fire activity increases. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
Chico City Council will gather for a special meeting tomorrow. NSPR's Eric Adams reports it's to discuss Warren v. Chico.
The 2021 settlement agreement prohibits the city from ticketing people sleeping in public areas. The meeting comes after the recent Supreme Court decision that allows cities to enforce these anti-camping laws. Warren v. Chico is not contingent upon the Supreme Court's decision, but it expires in 2027. The city could now appeal the settlement early. In an email to NSPR, City Manager Mark Sorensen wrote that the settlement agreement will remain in place until it's challenged in court. He said the City Council will be considering options. A public comment section will be held at the start of the meeting at 5 p.m. inside the City Chambers. After, council members will head into closed session. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Butte County Board of Supervisors will decide Tuesday whether to extend a local disaster proclamation due to the Thompson Fire. County staff told NSPR that if the resolution is adopted, it will continue to allow the county to attain needed supplies quickly. That includes food for emergency workers and transport for evacuees. It also helps bring in additional funding and help from non-Butte County personnel. The proclamation would be active for 30 days, after which it would have to be renewed. Butte County's chief administrative officer declared the local disaster on June 2nd. If supervisors don't agree to ratify it, it ends on Wednesday. And finally, in state legislative news, a federal judge in San Francisco has ruled against a California Council of the Blind in a case that could have made it easier for visually impaired Californians to vote. The case asked the California Secretary of State to expand electronic voting options for blind and visually impaired voters. California does not currently allow voters to return ballots electronically, which means blind and visually impaired Californians must often rely on sighted people to cast their votes. At least a dozen states already allow voters to return ballots electronically. And those are your headlines for Monday, July 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.